Okay, let's go on that.
Your show.
I'm still high from yesterday. All right, we're good. Oh, I did bring the edible. Want some?
Nope.
No, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to have substance. I don't want to have fun. I'm fine.
She's always always the little peer pressure bullshit.
No, no.
You don't cuss. You don't do drugs. Oh my gosh, you're a horrible person.
What?
That's the way you make it.
That's the way you perceive it.
I'm sitting here like, oh, you want an edible? You don't want an edible. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Congratulations.
Some people just need to
spend on stuff. Yeah. Are we ready to begin? Are you ready? This is going to be terrible. Okay. Wait, make sure. Is your phone off?
Mm-hmm. Not off, but it's on silent.
All right.
Being professional, Roxy, let's get this.
Stop!
The Conan show, they don't just stop out of nowhere.
You don't know. You've never been there.
I haven't
they
been there.
They do.
All right, pause.
Are these clean?
I can't.
Ish?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I feel like they look dirty. I'm trying to not. I'm trying to look as not dirty as possible. Ooh, baby. Look.
Gonna be fine.
You just made me mad for like 30 minutes. I'm trying to. Hey, everybody. God
damn.
Fuck. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not helping at all. Hey everybody, it's me, Roxy Hayes, and welcome to Bedtime Bitching with Roxy Hayes, the podcast. I'm here today with comedic actor Choco.
Yes, ma'am. That's me.
Welcome.
Thank you. Anything you want to ask me today?
Why are you talking like that? You're making this so difficult.
How do you want me to talk?
That's fine.
I'm not professional like you. This is your on the interview voice. That's not how you talk normally, so I'm going with you. Yes, I'm here today with y'all, Roxy, as well. Yes.
We'll do the whole interview like that.
Whatever you want.
I'm fine with that. Okay, so you've been doing videos for how long?
And so I've been making videos on the internet maybe about 10 years.
10 years, yeah.
Professionally, 4 years now, mm-hmm. because I've been doing it free for a long time. So about 4 years now is I've been starting to professionally get paid for it, like on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and all that good stuff on social media. But that's usually about now what I'm doing, yeah.
Okay, and so your character, so the character that everybody knows you for is Tio Choco.
Yeah, so I have this character, my uncle, Tio Choco. He's a character with a cowboy hat and a mustache, always typically dancing to Spanish music, but he's supposed to be everyone's favorite uncle. So he's always, he usually goes to like different parties, events, quinceañeras, weddings, bar mitzvahs, divorce parties, bachelorette parties. He's just, wherever he's booked, he goes. Like, it's just what's been going on for a while now. I created the character around 2015, September. And so now, what I'm doing now is basically, I wanted to bring the videos to life. So now I'm actually going in public places like different like comedy shows, events, and weddings, and actually starting to perform.
So I go through your comments and shit like that. And so I see like sometimes you'll get a lot of flack pertaining to you making fun of Hispanic people.
Yeah, so, you know, of course, there's a lot of people with different cultures and different races and ethnicities. A lot of people just see me as a black guy dancing Spanish music, but my family's actually from a country called Honduras in Central America, so I'm half black, half Hispanic, so the whole meaning of the character Tio Choco is bringing cultures together through music. So me being, you know, a hybrid, I like to just basically...
Wait, what?
A hybrid. That's why people say, you're a hybrid. Like,
who says that? That's like mythological lore.
I know. It sounds like, cool.
It sounds.
Since I'm on your show, I thought I would say that.
Oh, you're okay. Like, trying
call yourself a demigod.
Trying to kill.
So.
Well, I don't call myself a demigod.
No, it's on your
I am
page.
A demigod.
Okay, anyways.
It's not. It's an actual.
So I am a hybrid. And so being half Hispanic, half black, like I like to mix the cultures together. So, you know, so a lot of people, when they just see the videos for the first time, like, oh, this black guy's dancing Spanish music. That's racist. What is he doing? What's he doing? And you have people in the comments like, you don't know who he is. He's actually Hispanic and Latino. You can't judge someone by their cover. Like, you got to actually do some research and look into his culture and all that stuff. So it kind of just lets you know how small-minded people are on social media. Like, people just, they blurt out things and just assume things without even understanding. Like, there's actually people that are Afro-Latino that speak Spanish, that are black, that are, you know, dark-colored. So I deal with that every now and then. Now I just kind of look at it and I'm just like, all right, well, I guess you'll learn sometime in your life that there's actually, you know, colored people that speak Spanish. But, yeah, there's people are always trying to understand, like, hey, do you... How do you know to dance certain Spanish music and Spanish songs and stuff like that? And I'm always just like, I guess once they ask me and I tell them, they're always surprised that, oh my God, you're actually Hispanic. That's just like the biggest thing I always get in my comments is just like the racism thing. But
and you got a death threat.
Yeah, I got a death threat. Like, oh, if I see you dancing like that again, I'm gonna cut you or something.
Cut your head off. Some crazy off. Shit.
Some sick broken people on the internet. Like, it's over a funny video, instead of just, even if the person is Hispanic and they see someone dancing something that's a part of their culture, it's more or less, it's someone that's appreciating it, you know, is more appreciating the culture rather than making fun of it.
Appropriation.
Yeah. Okay. Now, people call it a culture appropriation, I call it, like, a culture appreciation, like.
I mean, I always feel like it's like a fine line, but if that is your culture, then you can't really appropriate your own.
Yeah, but culture. To me, it's like, yeah. It's 2019, like, about to be 2020, like, there's Caucasian people that dance to hip hop. There's black people dancing to Spanish music. There's different people dancing to everything. We have social media now, so music is accessible all over the world now. So people are just more open minded to different types of music. So who cares if you're dancing to a certain type of song? Like, doesn't make it that you're racist. Like, just crazy shit. And usually the people that are doing that have blank profiles anyway. They're like, they don't even exist.
Blank profile people. So you don't curse people out when they say crazy stuff to you. How do you do it? Because I cuss everybody out. So how do you kind of deal with that?
The whole kill with kindness thing. I always say, oh, I appreciate you for, you know, thank you for your opinion. You're entitled to it. Have a nice day. And then they're like, what the fuck? I just called this guy this and that, and now I can't respond back to that. And then plus the people and the fans would just chew them out anyway. So it's like, whatever.
So you're doing that Mr. Rogers shit. That's cool.
A little bit.
I can respect.
Yeah, like this person. She tries to kill everybody.
That's I don't try. Because, okay.
She does try.
Because the thing is, you're not about to, I understand your approach, but I just have a different approach. You're not about to talk to me like that. You know what I mean? Like, because I'm still reading it, you know what I mean? Like, the thing is, people don't expect you to comment at all.
Yeah,
like, they don't think that you're going to say anything. So, for me, and the type of fan base that I have and what I do, yeah, I'm going to cuss you fuck out. I'm going to cuss you out. I'm going to tell you to get the fuck out.
I mean, there's been people that's been under my skin. I mean, it's human nature. Like, some days you're going to be and good energy, and some days you're not going to be in your best day, and you're going to see something, and be like, you know what? Like, I got time today. Like,
I always got time.
So it's but it's one of those things that you can't talk to every negative person, so my thing is just...
You can.
No, you can't.
I do.
It's impossible.
It's not impossible.
There's going to be...
Nope.
There's always going to be someone that's going to hate for no reason, so I'll go message them
and be like, what's up, bitch? You want these hands?
You're not going to be able to do it forever.
No, not forever. Then I'll pay other people to do it. I'll have that on staff.
That's just a waste of money.
Is it, though?
Just let them be.
No.
Just let them be. They'll figure out on their own.
No, I'm a vigilante. Get these hands. Get these paws. They're available.
I mean, what was the other question you asked?
I don't recall.
No.
With pertaining to social media. It was just about, I think, the death threat. That was it. The death threat and how you deal with that. Which I would say is the adult way to deal with it.
I mean, it's just let it be. Like, this your way, though. Can't get mad at everybody.
You can't let it affect you.
You
can't let it affect you, but you can't get.
And so my biggest thing is, you know, as a comedian or a comedic actor or a social media influencer, you have people always commenting positive things. Oh my gosh, you know, you made my day. Oh my gosh, you made me laugh. I always come to your video or your stuff to laugh and just take off a load or whatever's going on in life. And so you're getting all these constant positive comments. And you always dwell on the one negative comment. So now it's more or less, I'm not going to worry about the people that are negative. Let me cater to the people that are actually, you know.
That makes sense.
So, and that's the way that I see it. I just wish you'd done.
I can respect that.
So what I'm saying, like, same for you. People are in your comments saying great things about you. So that one person that says something negative, like.
But then I respond to everybody, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't just, but because I do see that a lot. Like, people just respond to the negative thing. Yeah, and yeah. I feel like that's disrespectful to your fans because they are leaving stuff. But I just have time. Like, I set times to respond, so I respond to everybody. So if you like.
We'll test that theory. Give it 5 years. What? And I'm going to go through all your comments.
Do it now.
And I'm going to screen. Now it's fine. No, it's okay right now.
I mean, in 5 years, hopefully I won't be on social. Not on social media, because I think, you know, social media is just going to be different platforms and stuff like that. Yeah. But yeah, I don't expect to be doing that, but I still want to be able to respond to people. But in the future, I'm not going to care. Like, I'll be doing shit where I have
like,
money.
What?
But I have money.
You have money, so you can respond.
No, I'm not gonna respond to the negative shit.
You hear that?
Yo, when I get this, when I get these ends, I don't give a fuck what you're saying to me. You know what I'm saying?
You shouldn't care now. Just care about your own crap and just keep moving.
I like it. I like cursing people. That's the aspect that you're ignoring.
So you,
I like cursing
like,
people.
Okay, so I mean,
like that's fun.
Okay.
To me, I like the back and
forth.
Like,
she even start trying to cuss people out in my comments.
Correct.
Like,
but they throw okay. So when I'm friends with a person, I'm very protective of that person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so if somebody's threatening somebody that I care about, yeah, I'm going to curse them out. Of course.
I mean, I get it. Like,
I know that's not. Chinadu already told me that I should just stop. I don't have to.
To me, but social media is fine. But it's like if it's a heckler or someone in person.
Oh yeah, then I will also fight.
That's
them.
Different. Correct. But like,
they threaten to kill you. Like, even if you're just saying that, like, that's still a threat. Like, somebody saying I'm gonna kill this person. Like, bitch, let's go. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a different thing.
I mean, I do, like, dumb shit. Like, I would go and message the person individually. I'm like, hey, look, you're going to start getting a lot of comments.
So I give them a warning?
It's not worth it. So I'm saying, you know, what's going on there? You having a problem? Are you upset about something?
You try to have a conversation with the person that threatens
I usually
to kill
do.
You when they threaten to kill you or just when they say some negative shit? Because that's
not, not the person that killed me. Because that was, like, an empty page. I didn't even worry about that. Oh, but, like, genuine people that... just talking shit for no reason, I usually go conversate with them. And it sometimes converse. It converses. It turns around. What did I say? What happened?
Conversate.
Oh, you like that? Converse shoes?
No, oh, God.
I know. 9 times out of 10, the conversation. That's right. Conversation, right?
Yeah, conversation is correct, but.
That's what I said.
You said conversate.
Oh, we were conversating.
Conversing.
You can't say conversating? It's not a dictionary?
No, it's not a word.
It's not a dictionary? Ever.
It's called an irregular word.
Okay, so it's a word.
It's not a word, it's an irregular word. Converse is the proper.
It's bitching? Why are you? Bedtime bitching, is bitching a word?
Bitching is a word. It's a slang term. I was saying in the way that you, that's not a slang term.
So
we're not going to do this. No, we're not doing
it.
No, we're not. It's not.
Bitching is your slang term.
We're not doing it. That's what we're not doing. It. Don't pat me. We're not doing it. Stop patting me.
So like I was saying, 9 times out of 10.
I don't even care anymore.
When I approach the negative person, mm-hmm. we end up being friends. Like, hey, my bad, bro, you know.
And then they stab you in the back like Julius Caesar.
I don't care about him. I'm just like, hey, look, I gained a new friend. He's probably going to look at life a little different now.
No, it's not. No, it's stupid. So, but I get what you're saying. So that's with everybody. So you generally, what level of negative comment? Is it with any comment or just...
If I see it and I see that the person looks like something's going on, I mean, it's a lot, but...
So if they're like, fuck you, Choco, I hate you, you fucking suck, that's the person you comment?
I mean...
Or the person that's just like, I don't like this video.
It just kind of really depends on the comment.
I think you just be bored and you're like, I want a friend. Because that's what that sounds like.
No, I don't. Sometimes I have time. Like, 2 a.m, I see a negative comment, I message the person, like, hey, what's going on? What's truly going on? Because, you know... Mm-hmm. You don't know me. I don't know you. What is the reason for you to come out your way and mess up? Oh, man, I'm having a bad day. Me?
No, empathy. Is that empathy?
I mean, I guess.
That's what empathy is? That's gross.
I don't think so. I just think it's
just... That is just being empathetic to the person's plight.
My goal is to put out positive content.
Okay.
Positive people. Now everyone's going to like me. That's granted. But if I see someone being negative and I can talk to them...
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually work where, you know, they're like, you know what, my bad. I should have probably worded it this way. You know, I should have researched you a little bit more. I should have never said that. That's my bad for being ignorant. In my mind, I think they learned from it. Or either they just were just bold and public. But once you talk to them behind, you know, they're like, oh, you know what? You're a cool dude now. Mm-hmm. I respect your videos now. I'm like, I guess, but I feel better. You wouldn't feel better? Like, you're not going to go and just talk to them?
Okay, so I... No. I have had genuine conversations with people, mm-hmm. but generally not when you come at me in an aggressive manner. It's harder for me just because of my natural temperament for you to come at me in an aggressive manner. And then I'm like, no, let me hug you. No, I'm going to be like, what's up, bitch? Like, you wanted to say something. Let's talk. I'll converse with people, or if they said something about something they didn't like that I said, I'll have a conversation, but I'm not approaching them with kindness. That's just not who I am as a person. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I respect what you're saying. That's cool. It's not a Mr. Rogers shit, and that's dope. Everybody has their own. I'm just aggressive, naturally. Yeah, so, like, if you are coming at, I feel like I'm reciprocating the energy you're giving me. So when people say nice things to me or do nice, then I say that back. But if you're coming at me like this, too, because I'll get comments like, because you got to remember the type of fan base I have, too. We have different fan bases. Yeah. I have, like, nerdy, geeky, aggressive, incel-ass fans. So they won't just be like, I don't like this video. They'll be like, fuck this bitch. Yeah. Ugly-ass bitch. I hope she fucking dies. She don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
So
for me to be like, hey, let's have a conversation. For me personally, I'm like, nah, fuck you, bitch, and your mama. I'm going to post a video of your mama. That bitch ugly, too. Like, your baby's ugly. Like, it's just...
Yeah, we're just on different levels.
Yes, it's a different
level
thing.
No matter how insulting someone's saying something to me, I stay at a level 5. Like, you coming at me in a positive way or negative way, I'm always...
You exist in the middle.
In neutral. You're either 1 or 10.
Correct.
So, like whatever's going on...
I exist on ends of the spectrum.
Yeah,
I don't have a middle.
So, it kind of gets people upset when they're upset, and I'm just like, hey, look, man, you're entitled to your opinion. I'm sorry you're upset, but I'm going to keep posting videos. Have
you
a good day.
I'll try that. No. No.
It works. I mean, no. It works for me. And then it's less stressful. Like, I'm like, okay.
And then I don't be stressed. I just say the thing and I let it go. Like, I don't internalize the anger. It's not internalized anger. It's just like, bam. And then it's not a thing. It doesn't exist.
Like a lighter. Just.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Are you betraying your upbeat? No rhythm?
No, this finger wasn't snapping at the same. I was trying to do it at the same time, but this one was going slower, so I was trying to make it match.
Roxy. Someone put a song on so can she snap on me?
Wait, I can't snap on sing. Yeah, don't play with me. I got rhythm. I can snap on this one is just this one. Snap, can you snap with your at the same time? Oh, fuck you.
What do you mean? The hell?
This one's slower.
That's just that is a disorder. I don't know. How do you not?
Do I do it again?
Oh, delay snap.
Why is... Fix it.
I can't fix you.
That's making...
That's too much effort in a snap. This is supposed to be simple. Yeah. No, that one's... First of all, you can build some cast in your own. Drink a little bit more milk on that left side.
Yo, I'm very upset. It's just little stuff I can't do.
Do the left one again. Why is that one so weak? Don't have to curve it to make it.
Wait, do your left.
You need a whole video of just snapping.
Just snap. It's like certain little skills I don't have. Like I can't wink without closing my mouth.
What?
I can't wink without.
There's random. It's a commercial of Michael Jackson doing like a, I don't know if it's a Coca-Cola commercial or either. It's some commercial, but he's supposed to wink and he winks with both eyes because he can't wink.
He can't
wink. It's super funny. He's like something, 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 something. And I'm just like, and it's funny because then he comes back when he's later lighter in life.
Oh no.
And the Smooth Criminal, he finally winks the right way. So it's like, that's his like way of victory.
How do you wink without, okay.
What?
I can't close my mouth.
I gotta send you that video though. It's hilarious because he's really trying. He just blinks with both eyes.
Wait, I want to do it.
It has kind of come natural. You look awkward, pedophile or something. One of them Klondike bar commercials.
I feel like you don't have to turn your whole head, so. Now I'm upset because I can't do it.
You can always practice the snap and the wink. I'll get back to you.
So, tell me about your, you got to deal with Metro, the bus.
The bus company.
Because not the phone. I didn't want to think I was talking about the phone.
Oh, yeah. I forgot there's a company called Metro PCS. Are you anyways. Yeah, so Metro reached out to me for the Texas Rodeo, and they wanted a commercial. They wanted a Metro commercial. I guess they do like a Metro commercial for the rodeo every year, and they reached out to me. I emailed to. They wanted Theo Chucka to be in the video, which is pretty cool because make you feel all special. They put you like on the paper and like, oh, you know, Chucka stands here, and they had the people, the extra stand there, and they're trying to separate you. But I'm like, let me just be with the extras. Like, what are you separating me for? Like,
because that's how production works.
I like anything that happens to me, like where if it's like a venue or a club or anything that I'm getting booked in, they try to like whole VIP section and all that. To me, I just like.
I want to be with the people.
Be with the people. Like, I hate the whole, like, he's here, he's there, do you need anything? I'm just like, man, just treat me as a regular person. As long as you're paying me, I'm good. But I'm not trying to do that whole bougie thing. Like, I'm more like.
I love the bougie
thing. I want to be relatable to everybody. I'm like, oh, here comes Choco, this guy. And you couldn't see it because they literally separated the breakfast. Like, oh, don't touch that food. That's for Choco. Yeah, and they had the extra standing out there over there. And I'm just kind of sitting over here. Just waiting and all that stuff. And I just went over and just started talking to them. They're like, oh my gosh, can you? We, like, one guy came all the way from, like, Phoenix, Arizona to get the part.
Oh, where?
People just coming from all over. They were dead audition for it. And I'm just like, man, look, it's here to have a good time. Let's just dance, act a fool. This ain't no whole Hollywood shit where we got to be separate. Like, let's just do whatever. And I mean, to me, it's a cool way to connect people because these are people that watch my videos or, you know, whether they haven't met me before or not, I just want to leave a good impression everywhere I go. Positive vibes, Roxy. Positive vibes.
Fuck them vibes, bro. Yeah. Fuck them vibes, man. Mm-hmm. Stop acting like I'm negative. So I'm not negative. I am a happy person. I'm there we go. I'm passionate. Yeah. I wish that was the word. I'm very passionate.
Very passionate.
Yes.
On a negative level or positive level. It's just.
It's completely, I just don't exist in the middle. Yeah. But no, it's always cool, like, just engaging with people that like you. You know, like your fans and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah,
and
for
not
sure.
Making yourself seem like you're above them.
So yeah, that's I hate that. There's people,
man,
like, you know, they got like 4,000 followers or 10,000. I mean, whatever the fuck. They just think they're just hot shots, big shots, whatever they're doing, just because.
And treat people poorly.
And treat people like shit just because they're doing something. And or the people that talk about themselves all the time, like, hey man, yeah, I'm about to do this, I'm about to do that, and like just let it show. Let your work just show for you instead of just trying to just
boisterous.
Yeah, voice everything, and it's just I don't know. I'm more or less just, you know, let's all work together. Let's collaborate, put things together, and just work in a kind world. I like messing with you. You hate all that bubbly.
But the thing, I love the bubbly stuff. I just it's also just when have I the do other it. Thing. No.
You make fun of it when I do it.
Because you annoy me, but you annoy me for a completely different reason. But mm-hmm. It's not that it's bubbly. It's just, like I said, you exist in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
And I exist on...
different.
Opposite end. So I'm either like super happy or I'm about to beat you the fuck up. So there's
win or
no.
Lose.
Yeah, there's no. You're always just like, yeah, man. Let's come on. Peace and harmony. Like somebody be like, fuck you, Choco. Come on, man.
I mean, I'm actually not.
Here's
I'm not like that.
Man. I'll buy you some tacos, man. Come on, let's be friends and shit. I'm like, no, fuck that motherfucker.
No.
I'll choke that bitch out. Like, mm-hmm. It's just different approaches to things.
I mean, yeah, I get it.
I get it.
Do you really?
I understand it, yes. I have a grasp of why. Yes, I get it. I just don't.
Okay, go ahead.
It's about to answer.
Cameraman doing your job.
You're not coming back anymore. You're not going to be a repeat guest.
One time's enough. Anyways.
Bet.
You never know. Never know. Season 2 of Bedtime Bitching with... Ask the question, woman.
I'm waiting for you to be done with that.
I'm done.
Okay, so, wait, what was it? How'd you word it? I like how you worded it. I was going to say it differently, but I like how he worded it. I don't remember. Fuck it, shit.
Is this a natural, shut where you see yourself going from? Easy.
Man, fuck this shit, bro. I already told you. Stop fucking with me on this set, fam.
Just turn the camera this way.
Bruh.
Is there a zoom in? Okay, now. Anytime you talk to a female that converses.
Female?
Punching their hands.
First of all, woman.
Steer clear.
Woman.
What did I say?
You said female. I'm a woman. Female takes away my fucking humanity.
Oh, you want woman because it has man in it? All right. So anytime you converse with a female or a woman.
That's the same. Okay. Well, female of the human speech. Go ahead. Say your bullshit.
I think we get where we're trying to go with this.
Go. Finish this.
They start punching their hands while they're conversing.
Uh-huh.
Not a good look.
What's that mean?
Steer clear from them. Keep. See, look at this. What is... And other things, if they say one, they use the one or they use the five or the one, any numbers or punching, they ain't the one, bro.
So, who the fuck
are you? Numbers and fists, remember that.
Who the fuck?
I know you can edit this. You don't want the
men. I'm keeping it.
You're not going to want the men to know.
Nah,
but.
I'm going to keep it so they can see what a sexist pig you are.
How am I sexist?
How? You just, what you just said.
It's just a fact.
A fact.
Yeah,
it's an opinion.
I don't think so.
It doesn't matter what you think.
I'm
gonna wrap this. All right, so fuck. Piece of shit. Where do you see yourself?
That's not how you word it.
I like my wording better now.
Piece of shit. Where do you see yourself?
Where the fuck do you see? God, stop.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Let me finish.
Where do you see yourself, though?
Huh?
Where do you see yourself in 10
Wait,
years?
Stop. Let's learn about laughing. You. No, I don't want to talk about me.
But I actually want to know. As a guest on this show, I want to know about Roxy. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
I see myself. So I have a lot. Stop.
Can you please answer the question?
I'm trying. Why are you sitting? I'm so uncomfortable
with your
body language.
This is... Interview protocol.
I see myself doing a lot of things. So I want to be way more established as a comedian. In 10 years, I'll be 40. So I already see myself being, you know what I'm saying? I'm not necessarily say A-lister because that's not really my goal to be necessarily an A-lister, but just more so established in the comedy industry. Mm-hmm. As a writer, as a performer, as a actress, director, all that stuff.
Who would you say your favorite person that you opened up for or... in the same set or
favorite or like the most funny or just like the one that's made me most happy would be when I did the new Negro show in LA and it was for Baron Vaughn and Open Mike Eagle.
What about most successful?
Got to be on their show. Probably them. They have that show that's on Comedy Central. The other person would be Clayton English when I got to perform for Clayton English when he was down here. Everybody else is cool, and then Chinadu because that's my friend. But I don't get to perform with him anymore.
Okay. All right, next question.
Because of the cursing.
You
don't shush on interviews.
I'm interviewing you now.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite old joke?
That's a good question. So I've been doing comedy 6 years now. It'll be 6 years this year. So what's a joke? It's probably the Ninja Turtles joke.
Would you present the crowd your joke, please?
I can't.
Why not? It's old. Can you do it now?
Well, I still do it.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah, I can watch it. It's on my YouTube page.
Give them an old joke that you
that I don't do?
Yeah.
All my old jokes I hate or I still do them. It was one that I used to do about calling people almond milk bitches. And I can't even remember what that meant. And I want to bring that joke back just because that's just a funny phrase.
You didn't write it down anywhere?
I did, but like how I wrote it. At that point, how I was writing isn't how I write now. So like I don't even understand what I was saying.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I just want to take over for a little bit.
Did you feel good about it?
No, I just showing you how to.
Did you? Oh, you're trying to teach me how to interview? Is that what you're doing?
No.
Was teaching me.
Oh, you're doing the fist thing again?
How to.
I'm trying to not refrain from using the fist.
I'm trying to refrain from slide you off this couch. But.
So she uses this term, slide. When I know when she's at a certain level of being mad, she's like, I'm about to slide you. Like.
I don't buck.
She has to buck with the, I'm going to slide you.
In the fist.
I'm going to slide you right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What level is that?
That's like where you know you're really getting aggravated. So if you ever see her in the future doing,
just
I'm going to slide you or out anywhere in public.
Just in general, slide people.
Yeah, just saying.
Slide.
See? It's getting frustrating.
I was enjoying being interviewed and then you just ruined it.
Oh, you did?
I like being asked questions. It's fine. Thank you.
But you did good, though.
Thank you.
Thank you. So stupid.
I thought you were going to snatch it away So I tried to hurry up and high five you.
I was being genuine.
Trust you. I don't trust you. And so I was trying to.
I was going to get your high five.
Back to me doing my job. So where do you see yourself in the future? Like, what are your future goals for yourself?
I got some things in the works. I would hope that it continues to, that it ends up, you know, happening or whatever. But I see myself having a movie around the character Theo Choco.
Would you want to write it?
I kind of like, I guess it would be like co-executive or what do you call it? Just be a part of it, like, I guess.
So like a producer, you wouldn't necessarily want to write the script, but you would want to.
Yeah, like, you know, someone, I guess, present me, and this is what already happened. Someone presented me like, hey, I have this idea, I want to do a movie around Theo Choco, and they just need a lot of info from me where Theo Choco comes from and all this, and kind of just steer the movie. But
so
they
would be kind of doing like the backstory, the origin story, and then they would kind of, okay.
Yeah, kind of like that. And then some Netflix stuff in the making, trying to do some series with Theo Choco as well. Branding, trying to get Theo Choco with like the action figures, to get like a created character like in Mortal Kombat and Tekken, and different fighting video games and wrestling. And then the biggest thing right now is where would I would like to place Theo Choco, DC or Marvel? Trying to like make that character
Marvel.
Yeah, and that's what everyone's saying, Marvel, DC, but DC's kind of like.
But see, it depends on what you're trying to do. If you're trying to do live action, then Marvel. If you're trying to do animated, then DC.
But
DC
I'm thinking just animated. In a general as established comic character with the background of the character, how he's presented, his powers, his attributes.
Anime.
You mean like just a whole.
Just make it an anime. It would be way doper as an anime than as a superhero. Like in a superhero realm. I think that would be a doper character to have like an anime. Especially because he doesn't talk. Like, that would be so dope to have in a manga or anime.
Well, that's true, then. That way he won't have to be a part of any.
Yeah, he's his own established. He's not a character that will be integrated into anything. It's his own character.
That's true.
And then the drawings would be doper.
Yeah.
See how I help?
These are things I should come to you about. And that's probably about it. Like, just that little window. It's like, I should have been asking you about these type of things.
So why just that?
Because. You know, that was just enough.
What does that mean?
Like, that was just enough. Like, that, I actually, that was like
an actual helpful thing.
The only thing that I've actually been debating on where to guide this character. Because I bought some DC books and Marvel books, like dictionaries, like the dictionaries of different characters, or whatever, and just reading through different characters to get inspired by. And I was like, man, like, how I want him to fit. But just as an anime character. I think that'd be pretty dope,
especially if you're already building the origin story and all of that. That's all.
Yeah, I'm very weak in the writing area, so I would have to get like a writer to kind of just assist me of how I want to build this character.
I'm still stuck on how you said just that. What the fuck does that mean?
Definitely.
What does that mean?
Like anything else would have just been too much or not needed. That was just like the last puzzle.
Crazy how he has a fist.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, I like this big puzzle piece and like everything's already together, so anything you would give me it wouldn't fit in the space.
I see what you're saying. It was just
so
how you
had
it.
that last piece that was
I had the last piece. It was just how you worded
for the character. So it was just needed for that.
Aww.
So anything else? No.
I wasn't gonna help with anything else. That's what I'm saying. Why are you saying it like that? Like I just be like, here, what the fuck you should do, Choco. Like I just be trying
just so you know. But thank you.
We're out of time. And that concludes Bedtime Bitching with Roxy Hayes. Thank you so much to my guest, Choco, for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
This will be your last time. I really appreciate you coming
out. Hope there's a season 2.
Then you won't be on it. Where can they find you? Where can the people find you?
Houston, Texas.
On social media.
I know. Social media, it's all the same name. Call me Choco, CALLMECHOKO. That's YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter, all the same name. So,
thank you. And I'm Roxy Hayes. Find me on Roxy Hayes. It's all Roxy Hayes. RoxyHaze. Huh?
Keep going.
What'd you say?
It's like copycatter.
How?
I'm just playing. Keep going.
Fuck you. All right, it's all Roxy Hayes. Please follow me. Subscribe. Make sure that you like.
Button right here. Like this button right here and subscribe.
No. Subscribe on the podcast. It's on YouTube. It's on SoundCloud. And it's on Apple. So, what is that? iTunes? Apple Podcasts? Whatever that thing is, it's on there. Make sure you subscribe. Bye! Say bye.
Juices.
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 Ugh.
Hater.
We're done. You can leave. Thank you.
The crowd goes wild. Thank you.
Thank you. Ah. Did you wipe your hand?
No, it's not.
Yo, get out.
That's their.
Can y'all kick him out of the studio? We're done. We're done here.
You did good.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Hard nigga, bad nigga, I'm fly nigga. Yeah. Hard nigga, bad nigga, I'm fly. Please don't be alarmed, it's just me high up over here. Chilling with my niggas, blowing smoke up in the air. Do not give a fuck about what you wear, leave your panties.